A symphony orchestra today is most often, but not always, led by a conductor. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, in some cases, the concertmaster may lead the group, but not from the conductor's podium.
When Philadelphia Orchestra concertmaster David Kim has led the ensemble without a conductor, it's been from his seat playing at the front of the first violins, sometimes perched on a riser to be more visible, or sometimes with everyone standing, as they did in Grieg's Holberg Suite. Kim says the tradition of a leader dates back centuries.
Before pre-Baroque times, there were really not big orchestras like we have now. There were actually small ensembles.
As orchestras grew bigger and music more complex, it became important to have someone visible leading the group.
Sometimes the composer himself would sit at the keyboard, and while improvising, he would also lead a little bit with facial expressions, by stomping his foot. And then we had a leader, which eventually became the concertmaster.
When a conductor is on the podium, Kim helps reinforce the conductor's ideas.
With facial expression, tilt of the head, with a big gesture with my bow, I am trying to do exactly what I think the conductor is trying to convey to the orchestra.
When leading without a conductor, Kim says the interpretation starts with him, but the process is highly collaborative.
And my colleagues have been extremely helpful, full of ideas, and perhaps the most important is they have been encouraging to me.
This Sunday on WRTI, David Kim leads the Philadelphia Orchestra in a concert that includes Grieg's Holberg Suite, as well as music by Mozart and Beethoven.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.